Tavkuf nun alef siv zayin. Yeish oimim shosu l'takim kol mechadoshim min ol mechadoshim b'shavuze. For those that say, oh, you're not allowed to make new clothing, new shoes on the Shavuot Shechavot Tishabov. Yeish l'hachmaz zem yeish koyish. Even the mechaber that was always making up to Shavuot Shechavot, in respect to this, he was machmer from the Shechodesh. V'adin, says the Ramo, the osa l'iknoisom. Once you're not to buy new clothing, v'chainum in Yisrael, osa l'aseisim l'acherim, bein b'sprav, bein mechilim. A Jewish tailor should not make garments for other people, whether he does it for free or to make wages from it. Mishnah Berurah says, if he doesn't have food for sustenance, then he can do it. The Ramo says, though, Nogu l'hakel b'zeh. A chiddush that the minig is that Yisrael, who's a tailor, can do his tailor work on 9 days if you got the job before the 9 days. Obviously, you're not allowed to give to him to do it on the 9 days. The Makoyin is machmir, so if a person is a tailor, he's going to ask a shayla what he can do. Aval im yaduam afusim shemalachos shalein yehudishar. This is what we pointed out before, that if it's clear that this malacha is for a guy, then it is permitted. B'chein nogu lo seis lo umdemen yehudim l'takim ken l'chadoshim to yuzman ze eishim u'chona macher atainis, to give to a goyish tailor in the 9 days so that he should finish it after the 9 days, that's acceptable, because we're not doing the malacha, the goy is doing the malacha, and we're not being nanim from it during the 9 days either. Miu toiv l'may b'ze b'mokim shefshir, even this one should limit if possible to le'odav misha ma'asav v'matim d'mamatina. We try to avoid any types of transactions that are not necessary on the 9 days.